ignorance. Great numbers of people in this world are ignorant of how politics is done in their countries. Authoritarians like it that way because it allows them to profit at the expense of the general public. When honest and thoughtful people have made efforts to try to solve this so-called problem by educating the public on the rules that supposedly govern. These efforts routinely fail. They fail because they're attacking the problem with authoritarian thinking. They're losing the argument before they open their mouth. To avoid going further and further down this authoritarian rabbit hole, we can use a proven form of government that doesn't suffer from this problem. It doesn't suffer from this problem because there is only one rule: the right to refuse. You can call it libertarian, primitive democracy, or whatever you want. The semantics don't matter. If some form of this basic rule is the usual mode of operation for a society, the society will run smoothly and productively. Everyone will be associating with people who share their views, and the vast majority of people will spend their time doing constructive and fun things. People will live in peace and prosperity. As it is now, nearly all the countries in the world are ruled by various types of criminals. Humans have built-in social instincts that will lead to a just and prosperous society if these instincts are allowed to operate. If you're rude and crude, no one wants to hang out with you, and you become poorer and poorer. The worse you behave, the less prosperous you will be. These natural feedback loops limit bad behavior and keep it from becoming worse. Authoritarian forms of so-called justice interfere with this mechanism and create chaos and unfairness. Trying to control the criminal class with a so-called justice system is like trying to control a tiger with a toothpick. If you sentence someone to the death penalty, you are taking a grave moral risk. If the calculations you made to justify that sentence later turn out to be mistaken, you have assumed a grave moral deficit that will be a blight on your life, your family, and your society. If you sentence someone to life in prison, you're sentencing yourself to life as a prison guard, establishing and maintaining a high moral standard in a society is much too important to be left to lawyers, cops, and judges. Kidnapping and enslaving people who have not committed a violent crime is a gross miscarriage of fairness But that is the present policy of our authoritarian society. In a libertarian society, morality can be established and maintained without those at the bottom of the economic pyramid having to understand the behavior of those at the top of the economic pyramid. If your family and friends are treating each other fairly, you have done your civic duty and you will prosper. In a libertarian society, this is true for the rich, the poor, and everyone in between. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.